Well, it's made up of 160 devices, which, when you put it together into what is called an array, is effectively 1 meter by 0.4 of a meter in size, and it is equivalent to 1 billion pixels. To give people the quality of the resolution, if you were standing on the Earth looking at the Moon, and you put a button or a coin on its side, this device would actually be able to pick that out on the surface of the Moon.
So it's not just any old camera.
No, indeed it's not. And any old camera also brings other challenges with the volume of the data that comes off. If you can imagine using your camera at home and using it with your computer, how quickly you can build up storage. There's a huge challenge in getting this data back down to Mother Earth, and doing all the computations and storage.
How difficult was it to develop?
Well, the whole concepts of these technologies takes a while to bring together the mission concept and to then turn it into the successful launch that's actually happened this morning. The first conceptual work started in 1997, with some initial thoughts and design contracts being put into play. And here we are today, 19th of December, with a very successful launch of the Gaia satellite.
So more than 16 years in the making. And it's costly, isn't it? I think it cost about the equivalent of $1 billion, didn't it? Why do you think it's worth spending so much money?
In that billion, it is the camera that actually sees everything that you look at night up into the sky, is polluted by the atmosphere. When we're out there with the resolution that we've got sitting on this payload, it is going to change the whole concept of what is out in the Milky Way in terms of the asteroids, the stars, and it's going to help understand the origins to a depth and a degree that we've never been able to achieve in the past.
Will it, do you think this camera actually help us to map stars which at the moment we simply can't see, we just don't know are there?
Absolutely, without question. There is no doubt about it. It will discover lots of new things that we would never have known about.
So it's getting harder, is it, to find the money?
Yes, it certainly is. And the competition is getting tougher. And all the time we're trying to find cheaper and more effective ways of being able to do the same and better for less.
How did you feel as it was taking off?
Exhilarated. Absolutely fantastic. And to see some of the people that have been there, since the start of this, just the emotional feelings and share that with them is fantastic.